It is Thursday. It is the 15th of October. It's sunny. It's warm. And this is our podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a swim later.
Why wouldn't you?
But in the meantime,
I'm going to get my man cans out at Shelley Beach, Rob Palmer.
Or I will not be at Shelley Beach.
Oh, damn. The entrance I'll go then. Terrigal.
I'm thinking about moving somewhere else on the coast.
I know. Away from me as far as possible, apparently.
You won't know where I live. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, as well as that, we are going to the movies with Shane A. And the main man from the Labor Party called us today.
Anthony Albanese is on the coast.
We have to get the red carpet out, the searchlights in the sky, and also the trumpet
the
players.
Trumpets.
Trumpet players, yes. We welcome this morning for the first time to our show the leader of the opposition, Mr. Anthony Albanese.
Hello, hello. Mr. Albanese.
Good morning, sir. How are
good
you?
Good morning. What a welcome.
I know. Oh, we do
that. We do it for all the special guests.
You only got to be special. And because you just go for South Sydney, oh, we thought we better do that. Will they win Elbow this weekend?
They will beat the Panthers this weekend. They're on fire.
Okay.
I understand. Who's the Eels fan there?
Oh, yeah. Rob. Sorry about that.
Rob.
Yeah, I used to be.
He's a loser.
And then they lost.
He's a loser.
Commiserations.
Oh, thanks very much.
We've been behind, we're behind 18-8. And then against the Knights, we're behind 14-0 after 12 minutes. And they stayed calm. And Reynolds and Walker are just on fire.
And yeah. Cookie, Damien Cook, he's on fire.
He's extraordinary. Those two tries he scored in the semi-finals towards the end, you've got to you couldn't knock him over with a Mack truck.
Yeah.
He's just so quick. I was sort of pretty close to where he scored the try last week, and he got the ball and he was in second gear, and he goes from second to overdrive in a stride. So yeah. I haven't seen any forward accelerate like he can.
Geez, well, we could rabbit on about the bunnies all day long, couldn't we?
Oh, we could. I'd be happy with that, frankly. we had a 43-year drought, you've got to remember.
Yeah, right. Let's not draw this out too much. I'm still a wounded eel.
Elbow, what are you doing on the Central Coast today, mate?
Today I'll be at the Uni of Newcastle campus there at Arimba. And there with Emma McBride and Senator O'Neill, Deb O'Neill.
Yep.
And we'll be talking to students and about the increased fees that went through. They're going to be really hit up, particularly people doing arts or humanities degrees.
Yep.
We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about childcare, about women's workforce participation, how we've got a plan to try to help that, to boost the economy, but as well, particularly to help women in the workforce who the government kind of forgot last week in their budget.
Yeah, you kind of got a real focus on women in the workforce. And speaking of the budget, I was going to ask you what, as the leader of the opposition, because it seemed like a very Labor-style budget because there was a lot of spending, and was wondering what your favourite and least favourite things about it were exactly.
Well, there was a lot of spending. The problem is there's nothing to show for it. So that's the big problem I had with it. There was good stuff on mental health. So a tick there that there was some increased spending there. But in terms of big infrastructure projects or lasting reform like childcare reform, there was no... When we had the global financial crisis, we had paid parental leave, we had the national broadband network before the current government tried to trash it with copper instead of fibre. We had some big reforms there. And how you spend $100 billion but have virtually nothing to show for it is a little bit beyond me, but they managed to do it.
And we were speaking with Anthony Albanese, leader of the opposition on the Central Coast at the Arimba Uni today. Anthony, I'm a swinger, voting only.
That is.
And voting only. Now, I looked at what ScoMo's doing and I looked through the COVID crisis. If you were the PM, is there something you would have done differently to what the Prime Minister has done?
I would have done wage subsidies earlier, which is when we called for it.
Yeah.
And I also wouldn't have left people behind. There were too many people, if that you were a casual employee, if you're a single mum trying to look after a couple of kids who had a casual job for 11 months and 2 weeks before it came in, you missed out. You didn't get the support that you need.
Yep.
And I think university staff missed out. too many people, and there's been more than 10,000, have subsequently lost their jobs as a direct result of that. I just think too many people got left behind, which will mean that the recession is deeper and longer than it has to be.
Right, okay.
Well, one thing that helps people through a recession is Australian rock, and we are celebrating Oztober for the month of October, celebrating Australian music. We're going through the GOAT, the greatest of all time for Australian acts, Anthony Albanese, Leader of the Opposition. Who is your Australian GOAT?
Number one.
GOAT. It would have to be the Oils, I think, but it's a close race. Cold Chisel, Powderfinger, Spiderbait. I'm showing my age.
Oh, Spiderbait! I'm surprised. That one snuck in there with you, Albert.
Anthony.
Oh, I love Spiderbait.
Same here.
Anthony. Rob's going for the Seekers. I don't know whether they'll make the top 10. We'll just wait and see.
He's just trying to dress me up as mutton.
It depends what the age group of the voting. voting block is.
So you've gone for Midnight Oil.
I have to go for the Oils. I got to see them before they were really big too, at places like the Stage Door Tavern and French's and little pubs. They were a great live act. Just the energy that they had was just blew us away. And when they came back, I got to see them at Selena's just a couple of years ago, where they did a gig that went for like 2.5 hours. So basically practicing all the things they were going to play on their world tour, and it brought back memories. It was a nice sweaty venue with a low roof. You know, that's what you need.
All right. Well, listen, enjoy the Central Coast, Mr. Albanese, today with Emmy McBride and also Deb O'Neill. Thanks for joining us. Say good day to the team at Aurimba campus for us at Aurimba.
I will do, and it's fantastic that you're so supportive of Aussie music. I do think the new genre of Aussie music, particularly there's all this fantastic women coming through, you know, Sarah Blasco and Gordy and lots of quite exciting talent, Vera Blue. It's a good era for music in Australia, I think.
Yeah,
plenty of super acts coming through, and we got heaps on the Central Coast also.
Anthony, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Thanks very much.
Guys.
What do you got for us?
Well, speaking of my happiness, I think I found it. Central Coast Homestead, Summersby, up for sale. Gwen, my wife's been telling me, just get me a property on the Central Coast. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh God, is that all you want? Yeah. So. I've been looking around, and this one, wow, it's got two tennis courts, Paddy.
What would you want? Seriously?
Two tennis courts.
One for me and one for you.
I don't even play tennis.
Doesn't
but it's
matter.
Got two tennis
okay,
courts.
Okay, we're there. All right.
It's also got a dam, like a pond. It's not a dam. It's a pond, and it's full of barramundi. You can fish for your own barramundi.
Keeps getting better.
It's got
better.
A swimming pool with infinity edge.
Yeah.
It's got
everything.
It's got everything.
Okay, where's
it's
it at,
Summersby?
Oh, I love jacuzzi. Sometimes I don't even turn it on.
The chicken coop's bigger than my backyard.
Is it really?
Right. It's ridiculous. The chickens, they're living in it. Look where the chickens live.
Holy jeez. Do they eat the barramundi?
Well.
They probably do. They only have their barramundi grilled. That's what you feed the chickens up there.
No, barramundi are pretty aggressive fish. They probably eat the chickens.
Oh, they may do. Anyway, how
seen
much
Crocodile Dundee? Yes.
How much are you going to play? Has it got a granny flat where I can come and stay?
It does, but it's going to be full.
Oh,
you
is won't, it?
Yeah, you'll have to enough? Bring. You'll have to bring. There'll be a field. There's a field for cattle, and you can stay in the.
What
field.
About the chicken coop? Surely there's room in the chicken coop. If it's that bloody big.
Oh, I don't know if the chickens would cope.
How much?
$3.3 million buy.
$3.3 million. Buy two of them.
It sounds.
And we buy the two of them.
All I haven't thought about is how I'm going to afford it.
Don't worry about that. Just go help a letter, mate.
Just
go
do it.
Jump in that barramundi pool. That's bloody good, isn't
it? Have you ever bid at an auction for a house you couldn't afford? I wonder.
No, I just don't go.
Because you go, oh, and then you go, oh, whoops.
I've gone online for those auctions for the cars, and every time you bid, they charge you money for it. Did you realise that?
Well, I would like to. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they
every
do.
Time you bid.
Yeah, every time you bid.
I'd like to know if I went and I managed to get $3.3 million, like some from you, some from producer Kiara, and went there with it, would that be enough? Because you know what? They always tell you the guide, and then it's like $1 million more and you go, I'm out.
No.
Soul destroying.
All right. Okay, no.
Well, that's it. Anyway, I'm moving to the Central Coast.
Okay, good
ASAP.
On you, mate. Thank you for that, mate.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is the Forum.
Robert, saw this story Danish football star Nicholas Bentner, he revealed he once gambled away $720,000 in 90 minutes.
Oh, come on.
At a London casino.
90 minutes?
90 minutes. $720,000.
No, he's done. He's gone. He's put $1,000 on something. And then he's doubled it.
Doubled it.
And then doubled it. And then doubled it. And doubled it. And kept losing.
Do you reckon that works? You know, they say if you lose, blackjack.
I'm not much of a punter.
Oh, aren't you?
Don't like.
I love blackjack.
I don't mind having a bit of fun with the boys or mates if we're out.
Mm.
But, you know, set yourself $100, $200 limit.
That's the way to do it.
Whatever it is, and you go, okay, if that goes, I'm out.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Otherwise, old mate, 720, lose your house.
1,000 in 90 minutes.
Gambling can ruin lives, right?
Oh, of course it can, mate.
No.
And it's so accessible. You know, when you see all the sports bet ads and all those ads on TV, then it's all on your phone, people got their tab account and all that sort of stuff, and it's so easy, much easier than what it was, say, 15 years ago. So
I used to put $2 on a dog on a Friday night with the boys, and we'd have seven mates screaming at a little TV in the pub.
We were
go
doing
four dogs. Come on, that two. Come on, that two. You'd be hugging each other.
For $2.
For a win of $8.75.
God, can I apologise to John and all the team at Central Coast Leagues Club? We were there a couple of Saturdays ago, probably about a month ago. And the other punters around us going, geez, they must have had some money on it. It was $5.
Yeah.
So I
do get overexcited, though.
But yeah, oh, me too.
Has gambling been a huge problem?
Yeah.
For you.
Brett from Erina. G'day, Bretty.
Hey, Brett.
Yeah, morning. How you going, fellas?
Yeah, good, mate. What happened with you?
Oh, I just want to let you know that I quit gambling. I used to play the pokies every week.
Right, and to what extent?
Oh, to the extent that you can blow your whole wage.
Oh, bloody hell. So you'd get paid, take your pay packet in, and you sometimes walk out with next to nothing.
Oh, after a few too many beers, you'd walk out with nothing.
Oh, geez, mate.
Mate, how did you give it away?
Mate, I stopped doing that because I was better off, you wake up on a nice sunny Saturday morning and you feel like throwing a barbie on and you're blowing all your money for your meat and your beer and, you know, you can't do anything when you haven't got the money and, you know, and also too, the feeling of losing your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, the disappointment. Yeah.
Sick in the guts.
Yeah, so I stopped and I haven't gambled now for, you're probably talking at least 15 years.
Oh, good stuff, mate.
Well done, Brett.
Yeah,
good
well
on
done,
you,
Brady.
Mate. I'm glad you've gotten past
give it. Give it away. And Gambling Helpline 2 is available, 1-800-858-858, if it is affecting you.
Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Now,
what's your story with gambling?
So I was addicted to poker machines.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's been 17 years since my last gamble. I don't do lottery, I don't do raffle tickets, I don't do anything anymore.
That is great. You don't miss it?
No, not at all. The only time I ever think about it now is when I hear it on things like radio or if I go to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting and I'm talking about it, that's the only time that I think about gambling now.
How bad did it get for you?
I was literally robbing Peter to pay Paul. We had our own business at the time, and I was buying stock from the business and then selling it so I could go and gamble.
Wow. Jeez, mate. And it's just a downward spiral. Once you get caught into that little wormhole, it just sucks you in. Is that how you felt?
I can't tell you the exact moment that I became addicted, but I can tell you the moment where I knew I had enough. You know, it was my payday. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning and I rang my husband from the club car park, bawling my eyes out to him and just saying, I need help. I just need help.
Oh, well, that's a very brave thing for you to do, Anonymous, to be able to reach out when you knew you needed it. Well done to you.
Oh, thank you. And look, I've got to give credit where credit's due. My husband, he was absolutely amazing. Legally, I could have been in jail. I could have gone to jail for what I did. Forged his signature to get credit cards, the whole nine yards. You think of the worst situation, and it was that. But he supported me all the way through, and we're still together to this day, so 22 years married, and very happily married now, and yeah,
got support. Oh, great work.
That
great
sounds
work.
Like top Good darts. Stuff. Well done to you.
Anonymous, thanks for your very, very open, honest, and thanks for the bravery for giving us a call as well.
Oh, no worries. Thank you so much. And thank you for making it aware, because it is the silent killer. More people commit suicide from, or successfully complete suicide, sorry, from gambling than they do any other addiction.
Yeah. Thank you, Anonymous. Cheers. Thank you for
Have
that.
Have a fabulous day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and if you or someone you know is experiencing a crisis, you can give Lifeline a call, which is 13 11 14. That's the number. And the gambling helpline, because so many people are addicted, the number 1-800-858-858.
Gwen went to Aldi the other day.
Did she line up on a Saturday morning? I was wondering why all those people were lining up. It's because that's when the specials come around, you know, for the middle table stuff.
Yeah, the that's exactly what she got. She went and bought home a bedside table. I didn't need a new one. It wasn't for me anyway. It was for Griff, our 15-year-old.
Yeah.
He's got a table that I made about 8 years ago on Bed Homes and Gardens. Great little side table.
Yeah.
But she reckoned it was on special, so she bought a new one because it was on special.
Good.
Beggar's belief.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's come home, and I said, Griff, right, you're going to put this together because it's your project. It's your table. I didn't want the job.
Yeah.
So I said, first, you know what you do? The big tip is that you put all the screws into a bowl, like a salad bowl, so you don't lose anything.
Right.
The last thing you want is to get the end of the project and have a screw missing, right?
That's right.
So you put all your screws in a bowl.
Okay.
Problem solved straight away. And we put it together, Griff, and I was there with him just like giving him tips on little bits and
pieces.
Like
those old 70 parties.
What?
Putting everything.
No. Mate, I'm talking about putting together a bedside table.
Yes, yes. So you've got all the screws in the bowl.
Yeah, so the screws are in the bowl. Anyway, we put it together.
Yes.
And then we had to do something. So it got put down for a couple of days and we came back and we were going to finish it. Everything's sweet. We're going through it. The very last piece in this Aldi flat pack wasn't even there. You know, the drawer, the base to the drawer.
Oh, yeah.
It was, the outside had been put together. We'd done all
of it. I didn't have that.
Oh, everything perfect.
The thin bit of cardboard for the base.
The drawer was put together except for the last piece. We had to put the base in and we're going,
where's the base?
Where's the base?
Where's the base?
It wasn't there.
Ace of Base wasn't there.
We looked everywhere going,
oh.
I said to Gwen, never, ever buy another thing from Aldi.
No, no. Shouldn't have wrecked your house.
So I had to go and make a base for the drawer.
Uh-huh.
Went and found some material in the garage,
mm-hmm.
cut it to size, you know, to the millimetre.
Yeah.
It was too thick, so I had to sand down the edges to get this.
Slide it in.
So it took a bit of time, but we did it.
Yeah.
Slid the drawer in, boom, and put it together. Griff was really proud of himself. Well done, Griff, 15 years old, made his own bedside table.
Yeah.
He's carrying it up to his bedroom, and I look across. And there, sometime between day one and day three when we finished it off, Greta has taken the draw base and used it as a canvas on the easel. She's got this painting on the draw base.
So she slipped it out. She slipped it out.
She basically saw this beautiful rectangular piece of board
and thought,
I'm going to put a tree on that.
I'll put all my paints on that. That is great. And so
now she's got a canvas that was supposed to be the draw base and we've got a manufactured draw base that works.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood in the US of A, actually from Terrigal, it's time for Shane A. Bassett's movie review.
This is Sparta!
Shane A., hello, mate.
Hello, Shane.
Hello, Paddy, and I can endorse that too, Rob. I go to Darren's Seafood on occasions, and it's very nice food.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, I love local.
Do they do good potato scallops?
Well, funnily enough, Daz said if you say g'day to me on the radio, I'll give you a potato scallop.
So we can be bought with just one potato scallop.
One potato scallop. All it took.
All right, and Shane, you got to get Shane one as well because he just endorsed
potato
them as well.
Scallop coming your way,
good
brother.
On you, mate. All right, let's have a look at the first movie today, named after me. It's called Irresistible.
The Democrats are getting their asses kicked.
We need some way to road test a more rural-friendly message.
If you can't live your principles
in the bad times, I guess they aren't principles, they're just hobbies.
Nice.
John Wayne and a tractor have a baby and all you can say is nice.
Really nice.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
Steve Carell in this one, mate.
Yeah, Steve Carell, who I really do like. He's always funny. Rose Byrne, an Australian actress, they both star in this political comedy. Basically, it's behind the scenes of Washington going into a Midwestern town in America, and a veteran, he's running for mayor. They kind of build him up to be a hero and make him a very big deal. So it's all political spin and satire. It's very, very funny. If you like movies such as The Candidate with Robert Redford, or Wag the Dog, which is also very good, similar story with Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman, it's just good. And I mean, if you're not over politics, because there's so much around at the moment in the US and Australia, it is worth seeing. It's a funny movie.
I love a bit of politics, you know, just politics me up all day long, all night.
Well, look, you don't have to like it to like this movie, especially with someone like Steve Carell, because yeah, he's so good and so fast. And it's a black comedy, so it's more visual at times than it is in the dialogue.
Rob swings to the left. What would you give for Irresistible, Shane?
No, I do not.
Shane?
Turn it up, Patty. I will give it a 3 out of 5 because I had a good laugh.
Three out of five. In cinemas. Cinema. All right, yeah. It's called Irresistible. And what about Mortal?
I'm new at all. I was here. Fan person of one in there.
Down?
Norsk amerikaner. I Norge på leiting etter slektninger.
Han har vært ute I skogen hele den tiden. Eric, my name is Christine Aas. I'm a psychologist.
Hey, du! What are you doing, man?
I think I got the okay. SBS version there.
The only part of that I understood was I'm a psychologist. So,
did I get the right grab?
You know what, Patty? That's at least you got the right movie, because sometimes you do get the wrong movie.
You would have seen it coming through for the pull screen, through the pull through on your radio.
Yeah, it comes with subtitles.
Yeah. What the bloody hell was that movie about?
Mortal was a big hit overseas, just been released in Australia on digital platforms. It is a premise of a guy with powers. He can control weather, he can control people, but when he gets upset or set upon or provoked, he can hurt people. So the police are after him. He doesn't mean to hurt people, but when he does get angry, things happen. He befriends a journalist who helps him out. It's set in Norway, and the people in Norway actually think he's like Thor, a god, because that's a true religion story over there. It's very, very good. It's different, but Mortal is a great film. Very big surprise, this one. Nat Wolff, the American actor who plays the guy with the powers, he's good, very good.
What would you give it?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Yeah. 4 out of 5.
And what's that on? What flat platform?
It's the rent or buy on digital platforms like iTunes, Google Play, just those ones that you can get online.
All right, I might check that out.
All right, it's called Mortal. Shane, hey, thanks for joining us this morning, buddy.
Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
If there's one thing in your life, on your bucket list, you've got to do is this.
Well, while you're on your way to that thing, why not subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast? You'd be able to stay up to date.
Has anyone actually subscribed?
I've got a cousin, James.
Okay, all right then.
He may have.